insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين.
Pharaoh said, did we not raise you among us as a child, and you remained among us for years of your life?
وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
And then you did your deed which you did, and you were of the ungrateful.
قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين.
Moses said, I did it then, while I was of those astray.
فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
So I fled from you when I feared you. Then my Lord granted me wisdom and prophethood and appointed me as one of the messengers.
وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
And is this a favor of which you remind me, that you have enslaved the children of Israel?
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing the 22nd verse of chapter Shu'ara. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And is it a favor with which you reproach me that you have enslaved the children of Israel? Here is what Moses is answering Pharaoh, beginning with the 20th verse, that he said, فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So I fled from you because I feared you, and then it was the time that my Lord granted me wisdom and made me one of the messengers. And here is what Moses answers Pharaoh regarding that question. Pharaoh asked him, that did we not cherish you as a child among us? You tarried among us for many years, and here is what you have for us instead. Instead of all these blessings, you come to us, you kill one of us, and you want to invite us to monotheism? You want to deny the fact that I am your great Lord, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. You negate this. But Moses decisively says, تِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ أَبَّتَّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. What we concluded, and let us emphasize on that once more in the previous episode, is that there are two possible meanings for this part of this chapter, for this verse. The first is that this is not a blessing. تِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ This question is a kind of negating question. This is not a blessing because you are the first reason that I was sent on the wooden in a wooden box in the Nile River by my mother. She wanted to protect me, and that, of course, by the hands of events, I was brought up to your palace, but I was unwillingly brought up in this place. And why was I deprived of my mother's place? The other possible commentary is that the purpose of Moses is that it is a blessing, but this blessing, in comparison with all the oppressions and crimes you made beside it, is nothing. In this program, we want to add another commentary. The third commentary that can be mentioned for the answer of Moses to Pharaoh is that if Moses ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wa sallam was brought up in Pharaoh's palace and enjoyed various blessings, it must not be forgotten that the real builders of that palace were the slaves taken from the nation of Moses. And the producers of those buildings were the prisoners of the children of Israel. So from any kind of aspect you look at this kind of blessing, this cannot be called ni'mah. This is not a blessing. This is not a favor. And all these answers, all these possible explanations, translations, and commentaries seem to be right. The question is, how did Pharaoh reproach Moses for enjoying his own nation products?
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter
تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we mentioned three different commentaries about this answer Moses gives Pharaoh. And these three commentaries, these mentioned commentaries, are not inconsistent with each other. And as was mentioned, they all seem to be negating the fact that this is not a ni'mah, this is not a favor. But of course, for me, the first one seems to be clearer from some aspects. The last part of the verse we're going to discuss is the word min al-mursalin. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And he set me from among the messengers. This Quranic phrase is referring to the fact that Moses was not the only messenger of Allah, and before him, there had come many prophets, and Moses was only one of the divine prophets. And Pharaoh did forget all these things. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me, worry, and this went fake.